Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I want to live with a cinnamon girl. I can be happy the rest of my life with a cinnamon girl.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Not many people get to spend quality time with the famously reclusive, famously ornery, famously enduring Neil Young. But David Carr, media reporter for the New York Times, did. And in the resulting story, David Carr writes that reporters, well, they're not Neil Young's favorite species of human. And yet, David, he seems to have enjoyed spending some time with you. Thank you for joining us on Soundcheck.
Yeah, I was sweating bullets on the way out there because I had stopped at the Outside Land Festival in San Francisco where Crazy Horse played, and there were some veteran music reporters there. And when I said I was in town to interview Neil Young, they were all like, good luck, buddy. And these were really talented, serious music journalists. So
right.
I thought, well, if they've, you know, one told me a story of waiting in a hotel room for 3 days. Another told me about Mr. Young walking away in the middle of the interview. So I was was a little edgy when I was driving up there.
Did you wonder, why me? Why am I getting this gig?
It didn't seem, what I thought is often what I think when I am on an important story, which is somebody more talented, more with it, more with better history and better skills should be on the story, but I'm here, so I'm going to do it.
So how,
I think what it was is he had seen my book. I don't think that he necessarily read it, but looked at it and thought it was okay. I think that was my way in.
This is your book on your own sort of recovery and journey to sobriety, The Night of the Gun?
Yeah. That was in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Although Mr. Young did not strike me as a big book reader, so.
But he has been sober for about a year or so. So was that something that, you know, you guys talked about?
Yeah, I don't think we, like, that was a big part of either his book or our interview, the fact that he wasn't drinking or smoking pot. I mean, he didn't strike me as a person who had very significant, like, significant troubles with chemicals. He just wanted to change channels and try things a different way. But it wasn't, you know, it wasn't like he was had the same kind of route that, say, his former bandmate David Crosby took through, you know, years and years of narcotic addiction and that kind of stuff.
So what form did the interview take? It sounds like a lot of it was done in a car.
Yeah, what it reminded me a lot of, I don't know if you've seen Journeys, where Jonathan Demme is sort of rolling along with him, and he's just
that's the new documentary, yeah.
Yeah, and talking to him, I thought, well, I'm like shooting a B-grade version of that, because we were in various cars and going up and down these hills that surround his ranch and sort of going somewhere, but nowhere in particular. And the ranch itself has got kind of a hippie Graceland thing going on. There's the giant redwoods, and there's great big cows coming up to the car, and then there's llamas and all these other cars, and there's a train barn, and it's like, is this place real? It must be, because I'm here. Are you Neil Young? Yes, you must be, because you're sitting there.
So the train barn, you found yourself in this building full of, like, really intricate model train setup, right?
3,000 square feet.
Wow. And so he's really into this, obviously.
Yeah, and it was all handcrafted by him. I mean, there's these little brick bridges, and I said, well, where do you get something like that? And he said, you build it by hand.
Wow.
For a long time, we were just, like, looking at it, and it was just sitting still, and I finally just said, well, can you push a button? Can you make this stuff start to roll? And he said, yeah, I invented this controller. I can make all these. I'm God in here, so if you want to see the trains go. And I defy you to find an American male that wouldn't like to play with a train set of that size or scope. And there were like six or seven different trains, and he was narrating each sort of track and what was going on. And at one point, the a car with it had cows in it, tipped over, and the cows started mooing. And he invented the sounds that go with. He was an investor in Lionel and still a board member. Hmm. Invented these sounds, and so these cows started mooing when the train jumped the tracks, and he's like, "The cows are upset. The cows are angry." And I was like, "Wow."
This is Neil Young.
Yeah.
Like acting like a big kid. I mean, so he's still a guy of, you know, with real passion. I mean, I got to spend a little bit of time with him a couple of months ago. He was here in our studio for another show, and, you know, he was just asking all these questions about, well, you know, do you broadcast analog or digital? What's your compression rate? And, I mean, the guy is really very passionate about sound, and you got a glimpse of that as well, right, David?
Yeah, we ended up hopping in yet another car where he demoed Pono, which is his attempt to restore the full breadth of audio files. And he used an iPad to navigate, toggle between what you would get in a CD, what you would get in MP3, and what you would get in a Pono or so-called full audio file. And just stressing over and over, as he told me, "You are listening to crap, and I want you to hear what music really sounds
yeah.
like."
So, David, what was the most surprising thing to you about your time with Neil Young?
When they went to take the stage at Outside Lands, Beck had done a set, and he did cover a Neil Young song, and then Foo Fighters came on. Foo Fighters is, you know, I love their recorded work, but in concert, it's kind of machine rock. The machine opens up. 3 minutes of yelling and guitar cranking comes out, and then it closes down, and then another one pops out. And it was all these kids, basically, at this open-air festival. And I thought, well, Neil Young and Crazy Horse, they're going to, you know, show them a little sugar when they come out, warm them up a little bit, give them a little one of the hits to let them know that this was Neil Young. And no, they went back to 1991 Crazy Horse song and just shredded for 14 minutes. Straight, and I thought it was a remarkable show, all the more so because I was standing next to his son, Ben, who's spastic and quadriplegic and does not speak, but was listening and watching his father with a great deal of intensity.
Yeah. Is Ben the inspiration for the album Trans?
An attempt to use technology to provide voice
right.
to those who don't speak. I'm the very rare trans fan. I mean, I liked that record. As you recall, Neil yeah. Young was torn apart for doing Trans. And he said when we were rolling around, "I like the vocoder. I like what it did. And if I felt like doing it tomorrow, I'd do it again. And I don't care if anybody didn't like
yeah.
it."
No hesitation. We know you'll be satisfied when you energize and see your unit come alive. That was Neil Young's electronic record featuring the vocoder, the sort of electronic vocal sounds. And we're speaking with David Carr, media reporter of the New York Times, about the time he spent with Neil Young. Neil Young and Crazy Horse's new album is called Psychedelic Pill. It's due on October 30th. Have you heard the new single, Walk Like a Giant?
That was a big moment in the concert where he stepped up and said, you know, to all these kids, "I used to walk like a giant." And I thought, you certainly did. You still sort of do, but now I float like a leaf. And at the end of it, they did this four-minute thing where they played one note over and over, dropping on the bass drum, dropping on the bass, dropping on both guitars, big thud sound, and strode about the stage walking like giants. So it was like watching dinosaurs in full frolic. It sounds stupid. It sounds like a hair metal parody, but I loved it, and so did the crowd. I don't know how he does what he does, which is precisely what he wants to do, and the rest of us sort of come toward him, but I thought it was a remarkable show.
Well, we'll hear a little bit of the song, Walk Like a Giant. David Carr of the New York Times. David, nice talking with you again.
Oh, an absolute pleasure. Thanks for calling me about this story. I loved spending time with Neil Young. I was like anybody else that would get the chance to do it. I had to put my fanboy away and get my pen and pad out and just write down whatever he said.
David Carr, media reporter for the New York Times, my guest on Soundcheck.